The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. A quarter of all monthly active Spotify users now use the app to listen to podcasts. That's up from 22% last quarter. Speaking on the company's quarter four 2020 earnings call, Daniel Ek says he's reasonably confident that he can see benefits in user growth and retention from podcasts. Spotify says it's got 2.2 million podcasts in the system now. Apple has 1.8 million. In Denmark, 27% of all adults listen to podcasts every week. That's 3 percentage points up from last year, according to Denmark Radio.
So we're seeing it just continuously climbing higher and higher. Also, when you take into consideration the general surroundings of coronavirus and all these things, it's actually pretty fine, the little bits we're seeing here.
There's a full interview with the researchers in the Podland News podcast later today. Acast's programmatic ad sales revenue grew 215% in 2020, the company has announced. Podcast Addict now supports the new podcast location tag, as does Buzzsprout, and as do our podcast pages. Try a search for the North Idaho Now podcast to find out where that's based, although you've probably guessed already. PodLP, a podcast app for the Kai OS platform, has now been downloaded 5 million times on Jio, an Indian mobile network. Radio France has signed an agreement to put its podcasts onto Podcast Addict. The broadcaster is unusual in restricting its RSS feed addresses from the Apple Podcasts API. Headliner, a social podcast promotion platform, had more than 272,000 new users in 2020, they say. Joe Budden has signed with Patreon. In Canada, the Jim Patterson Broadcast Group has signed with Triton Digital for podcast hosting, monetization, and measurement. In Argentina, news channel TN has launched TN Podcast, its own podcast network. ESPN got 500 million downloads in 2020, a yearly increase of 28%. And Ariel Nissenblatt has launched a newsletter called Podcast Plunge. Every issue is anchored by a podcast network and then focuses on other pieces of internet about the main topic of the show. And in podcast news, Spotify for the Record will post a new episode today with CEO Daniel Ek and CFO Paul Vogel on their quarter four 2020 earnings report. Mea Culpa with convicted criminal Michael Cohen features an interview with Stormy Daniels, in case you still care about any of that nonsense. And Podland News has interviews with Anna Shawn of Anchor on their redesign, Peter Neagle and Rasmus Kidder from Denmark Radio on new podcast consumption stats in the country, and Sounds Profitable's Brian Barletta on his new podcast this week. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Get all the links at podnews.net.